Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jacob. I'll be your host. So first and foremost, I want to go ahead and apologize. I know it has been quite some time since I have last posted, last giving you guys an episode. Reason for that being, the past few months have been rather crazy with work. And obviously that pays the bills. So I kind of had to prioritize that for a little bit. And also I just was prioritizing some time with family. But enough about that, giving the people what they want. So today I wanted to come on here and talk about an age-old problem let's say like the apologetic sphere, but in Christianity, but it's the argument of sola scriptura, that scripture is the only infallible rule of faith. There is nothing else. The Bible is self-authenticating, as some would probably say, and that we should reject traditions and we should reject anything that is not from the Bible. Now, and as we'll get into here later in the podcast, like this whole idea of sola scriptura is really just doesn't hold any weight, and it ends up actually just collapsing on itself, right? One of the things that I have always noticed with sola scriptura, and that I've always found curious, is if you were to ask someone, a Protestant, to show you where in the Bible sola scriptura is taught, they're not going to be able to give it to you, one. And two, whatever verses they do give to you are sometimes rather taken out of context or something of that nature, right? So it's just interesting. Sola scriptura on itself, so for those who don't know, sola scriptura is the doctrine of the Bible being the only infallible rule of faith. I probably should have explained this before I got ahead of myself, but sola meaning solo and scripture meaning alone. So scripture alone. That's it. So this is the doctrine, a foundational doctrine for Protestants, whereas in the Catholic Church, we believe in the magisterium, sacred tradition, and why am I blank? Sacred scripture. Jeez, Jake, come on. These things make up the Catholic Church, essentially the foundation. Right. I kind of like to explain it like this, or think of it like this in my head. And this is actually something I've noticed that Protestants get confused a lot of the times, is scripture is not above tradition when it comes to its role. Right. Sacred scripture is immensely important. Tradition is not higher than scripture, but it is still on that same authoritative level and still serves scripture, right? But let's jump to the other side of this. Just wanted to explain things, get things out of the way so everyone's on the same page. But sola scriptura. The idea that scripture is the only infallible rule of faith and that there is nothing else we ought to follow or listen to, for that matter, which in and of itself doesn't make sense, right? Because Jesus didn't command anyone to write anything down or record anything It's not like before he left, he commanded the disciples to record what they had seen and what they had been taught and what they had wrote. It's not like when he left a leather-bound copy of the New Testament in his wake. Right? This was something the apostles took upon themselves to do. So, this is where we get to our first problem with Sola Scriptura, among many, as you will see. First of all, Protestants reject traditions, and they'll often say that Christ rejected traditions. Wildly false. Christ didn't reject traditions. Christ actually had no problem with traditions. He had a problem with the Pharisees, who were hypocrites, who would say and preach one thing and not practice it on the other hand themselves. So, rewind real quick. But Protestants will reject tradition, right? And say that we cannot follow tradition. It's interesting, because tradition is, as everyone knows, it's stuff that's passed on, stuff that you pass down. Part of tradition in Christianity has always been, the tradition has always been to pass on the scriptures, to hand on, to pass down the scriptures. And for the first 50 to 100 years of the church, there was nothing written down. More like 50 years. But there was nothing written down. So it was sacred oral tradition. The apostles taught to their successors, and their successors taught theirs, and so on and so forth. And eventually, all the books of the New Testament were written, they were compiled, and 2,000 years later, anyone in the world can buy a copy of it. It's just funny to me, though, because they're so dead set. Protestants are so dead set on rejecting tradition, but it's just a little hypocritical. You're willing to accept this tradition. Sacred scripture is part of sacred tradition. The passing on of God's word is part of tradition. And this brings us into a little bit that scripture is self-authenticating. Doesn't make any sense. Scripture can't be self-authenticating. It wasn't written. Scriptures weren't written for the first 50, maybe a little bit more, 100 years of church history. But somehow it's self-authenticating. And furthermore, as far as sacred scripture goes, how can any Protestant know, and this is actually a genuine question, how can any Protestant know what is and is not canon in the New Testament? If you're not going to trust the Catholic Church on anything, absolutely zilch, nada. Why would you trust that the canon, the Catholic Church compiled, by the way, because it was the Catholic Church that compiled the New Testament and the Old to make the Holy Bible we know today. If you don't trust the church on anything, why would you trust that the New Testament canon is correct? And then if you don't, take a shot at it. Using Sola Scriptura, using Sola Fide, actually Sola Fide wouldn't apply there, but using Sola Scriptura, or and other ways, I guess, how would you determine what is canon, what should be canon, what shouldn't? Because you can't use apostolic tradition, because Mark and Luke weren't written by any of the apostles. So if that's how you'd measure that, you'd have to remove two books right there out of the Bible. So there has to be a church, an office, that can infallibly define, infallibly say with certainty that these things are inspired. But not only that, but a church that can interpret what is said. That is very important. Because I've seen Protestants online, I've seen pastors online. One will say, this is what this verse means, this is what this verse is telling us, this is what God is speaking to us in this verse, and I have the correct interpretation, but someone down here is going to completely disagree with them. Or not, I'm actually, let me back up for a second, not disagree with them, but they're going to have a completely different interpretation of what that person said. It's going to be completely different. And my question is who's correct? They both can't be correct. One of them has to be wrong. But who? If they're both going to sit here and say, I'm correct, who gives them the authority to tell them they're correct? One of them has to be wrong. They both can't be right. That's why we have a magisterium that says, this is what these verses mean. This is what this means. This is the teaching on this problem. And that's the other thing when it comes to sola scriptura. As we all know, you don't even have to have read the Bible from cover to cover. And I'll be honest, I haven't. Most people haven't. It's a very dense book to read, especially the Old Testament. It's very dense. There's a lot that goes on in there. My ADHD will not allow me to just read through the whole Bible. It would take me 5 years, guaranteed. Guaranteed. I couldn't. Oh, I can. It'd take me a long time. I digress. Most people have not read the whole Bible. It's a very dense book. There's a lot happens. A lot goes on. A lot is said. That being said, though, there's a lot that's not covered in the Bible. So if the Bible, sacred scripture, is the only infallible rule of faith, that everything we need for salvation is in scripture, everything we need to learn is in scripture, then why are there arguments, or let me rephrase that, what should the teaching be on things like homosexuality, on things like IVF, divorce? I take that last one back. There are a lot of things that are not covered that are maybe a problem today in society. Homosexuality, IVF, abortion, things like that being some of the biggest. I know some of you are like, oh, homosexuality is in the Bible. It was added later. And I digress. But it's still a problem because there are Protestant denominations that are attempting to change the teaching on this, that are trying to reverse essentially 2,000 years of church teaching. I did a whole episode on this. Go check it out. But my point is because sola scriptura allows for the error of anyone being able to interpret anything the way they want it to be interpreted, and no one, there is no umbrella, there is no fence to be like, no, you have to stay within these boundaries. These are the boundaries you cannot go beyond. The church says you can't go beyond these boundaries. You teach outside of this, you're out. But in Protestantism, you don't have that. You can interpret and say thing whatever you want. And that's why we have denominations of Christianity preaching and saying homosexuality is okay, that abortion is okay, that IVF is okay. And I get it. People can turn around and be like, oh, well, there's Catholics that believe in those things. Sure. Sure. There's a Catholic website I pull information on for one of my other episodes. It's a Catholic organization and a Catholic website. They claim to be Catholic. And they support IVF, abortion, homosexuality, gay rights, LGBT. They support all of it. Personally, you can't call yourself a Catholic if you do those things. That's not what the church teaches. In fact, it goes against everything the church teaches. So yeah, obviously there's outliers in the Catholic Church, but the church has still infallibly said, infallibly defined, that these things are not of God, that these things are outside of that fence. The church has a fence to keep people, to keep priests, to keep her God, the church, in line. But with Protestantism, you don't have that. You don't have that continuity. Protestants will disagree on questions like, how do you determine what's canon? How would you determine what is canon? Am I saved? How do I know I'm saved? That's a good one. That also goes into another episode I'm going to do later down the road regarding sola fide. But the question still remains, how? You're going to get about 7 to 8 different answers, and none of them are going to agree with each other. Because sola scriptura allows anyone to interpret anything the way they want to interpret it. And it ultimately just falls flat on its face on its own. Well, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I appreciate you guys sticking around and waiting for me. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I hope you all have a very blessed day. And I'll see you guys next time. God bless.